What's going on, people? It's your boy, DJ Malone. I'm sorry for the quick little pause or whatever you want to call it. Well, I welcome you. I welcome you guys back. Now, you know that I love to bring you the hottest topics, the hottest artists, with the hottest music ever. And tonight, or today really, it stands no different. Tonight, people, we're going to have a very, very special guest into the building, and I really support her. As we go into another episode of The Hot Seat with DJ Malone, you're here. Make sure you guys tune in, 773-897-3976. Without further ado, people, I want to get her into the mix, and I want her to tell you, because her voice is so beautiful. I got to tell you that. So I'm going to bring you in right now, baby girl. Go ahead and tell the people who you are.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jahala Mateos, and I'm from the Bay Area, California.
Ooh, ooh. Stand up. Stand up, Bay Area. What's going on?
No patience.
Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to get your name out the jump, because your name is kind of difficult to say. So tell the people just one more time, how do you say your name?
My name is Jahala Mateos.
Okay, and how did you get that name? Is that Stay's name, or just is it something close to you, means anything personal? Where that name come from?
Well, my name is an island on the Red Sea in East Africa. I got my name from my dad, who was fighting as a freedom fighter for our country, and his ship sunk, and he had to swim, and the island he swam to was back home to his country, Eritrea, which was Dahalak Island, so he named me that. And my last name is my father's name, who inspires me, and the reason why, you know, I am singing the way I do.
Definitely, definitely, man. I wanted to get the people to get to know about you, because you really are a breath of fresh air. I got to say that. What made you start getting into the music thing?
Well, I started singing in my language as a young girl with my family, and we sung in our native tongue, Tigrinya. And then it was just kind of something that I was doing around the house, and my parents were like, you really, you know, have a gift. And so that's really just where it started, just at home, and I just never stopped singing. I actually used to get in trouble for singing so much.
Okay.
Crazy.
Now, were you in a choir or anything previously musically before this came about?
Oh, yeah. So, I started singing with a song called The Streets, was on the radio in my hometown, Santa Rosa. And then I was heard, and I was brought to Atlanta, where I started recording my project Vibrato, which is set to release within, you know, just like about a month or so. We're working on that with Mello, the producer. But I also done shows like opening up for like E-40 and the Jacka, and people like that out in here in the Bay, really.
Okay. Definitely, definitely, man. Now I just, you know, I just love when people, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? They can be themselves. And I feel like with the song that you got that I heard, the beautiful song, the beautiful joint is amazing.
Yeah.
So tell us about the joint. I mean, what made you want to, you know, I guess do it in that shape or form? Because the song is very, very different, but in a good way. It's like... If the way that the beat is and the way that you sing on it is crazy. So tell the people about that.
Well, so You Are Beautiful started off the whole project. I wanted to make sure that I had a clear message and people understood what I was, you know, just not just a regular singer. I have a story. The story is, you know, when I was a younger girl, I was hit by a car. And I deal with things that are, you know, I had to learn to love myself, basically. You know, I had to make sure, I don't have no scars that are, you know, that you could see, but I'm dealing with something very personal, which is blind in one of my eyes, and it just takes, you know, like a real person to just tell, to say that, you know. And so I wanted to make sure that I was telling women and girls and men and just everyone that, you know, no matter who you are, you need to make sure you are who you are, you know, and don't let anyone stop you. So You Are Beautiful is just saying, here I am, just as I am. That's it, you know, and hope you like it.
It's definitely a breath of fresh air to uplift people and to really just say, you know what, I'm not going to talk about the sex. We're not going to talk about downgrading ourselves. I'm just letting you know that you are beautiful. And I
positive. It's about strength. It's about, you know, just telling, it was really just telling myself, like, you know, you came, you saw, you conquered, you know, you have freedom now, you know, this is your voice. You need to use your voice. You need to use it in the right way. You know, you need to make sure that, you know, people are not getting confused and misguided through the media and what, you know, you may have to offer. So that's just what You Are Beautiful is about. And I want to make sure the whole project stayed on that positive vibe.
Okay. Okay, definitely. Now, let's talk about the project. Let's talk about the EP. Now, how many tracks is on this EP here?
There's nine.
Okay, now nine. Now, are you doing different producers, or is it the same guy? Or I mean, how is it going here?
So it's with the same producer. It's executive produced by Mello, the producer. And we've been working together for like about 6 years, and I didn't feel ready up until I found that sound. And then he just, I told him what I wanted, and he just went in there and went to work. So, you know, and it's not very likely that someone could produce a whole project with just one person, you know, and I'm just blessed that, you know, we got that vibe going and we made it work.
Definitely. How now, when you pick your beats, how do you go about picking your beats? Because some people, you know, they know the person, or they necessarily they go about just listening online. Or how do you go about picking out your beats?
Well, it started with a guitar. My friend Cesar was playing the guitar. We were in school and we were just sitting there, you know, playing with it. And then he played this tune, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's You Are Beautiful, you know, like I just kept saying You Are Beautiful, you know. And then I went and I told my producer, like, look, this is where I'm going. I love reggae, love reggae. So I needed to make sure. I was just sending my producer a bunch of different type of reggae feel beats and different energy sources that I was hearing online. And then he was like, okay, well, I have some ideas, you know, like also. So we just collaborated and we came together, and that's how it came about.
Okay, definitely, man. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you got a real good head on your shoulders and everything. And, you know, I really, you know, do like what you got going on.
Thank
now,
you.
Where can people find this at? I know, you know, it's been disputed through places and stuff. Where can people, you know, find it and, you know, check it out?
Well, today is the day that it is out on iTunes. So right now you can go check it out on iTunes and support me and purchase it. It's also on Amazon and iHeartRadio. But, you know, if people just want to get a feel and just listen to it, then I just appreciate them going to SoundCloud and just listening to it. That's also supporting me as well. So however, you know, if you look at it, you know, on iTunes or on SoundCloud, Dahala Mateos, or you can follow me on Twitter, I definitely share a lot of different music and shows that may be coming up as well. So those are all the places you could find me.
I will have to say this, man. This song was so good that I have the MP3 myself, but I actually went and bought it on a Google Play and just bought it because that's how good it was.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that support.
So,
thank you.
Definitely,
I really
man.
Appreciate it.
I support everybody, and then, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing that you got going on right now. So keep doing
thank you.
Just don't give up. Let's move on to a little bit more fun questions. We're going to talk about the album and stuff, but I want to, you know, people to get to know you because I think you have a really good personality. So,
thank you.
Who would you like to work with as far as, you know, upcoming wise, as far as like any artists or producers?
Well, producer, I would have to say Timbaland. He's just amazing, and I love how he brings culture into his music, because I appreciate everybody's culture, you know, and I believe we can all grow from one another, and I love how he incorporates that into his music. And as far as artists, I want to work with anyone. I don't care who you are. You know, if you have something to bring to the table and you're positive and, you know, you're working hard like how I work hard, then I'm with it. You know, I'm eager. I'm ready. I just want to get this music heard.
Definitely, man. I really do just love your personality. And whenever you hear people, like whenever you hear your song being played somewhere, whether it's like on the internet station or people just listening to it on their own, what is your first reaction? How do you feel when you hear it being played or you see it being played? What is your first reaction?
My first reaction, honest reaction, was tears. I was so emotional. Like, I am, like, easily, you know, people can easily, you know, get to me because I'm sensitive like that. And I was just inspired that people were inspired, you know, through the lyrics and just happy for me, just saying, you finally put your song out. Like, it took a lot of guts for me because I was afraid of, like, what people might say as far as image and things. And it's just, I'm just so happy and just blessed that You Are Beautiful is the first one because it really is me, you know, like all those feelings I used to have and get scared and not wanted to show. Now I'm like, hey, this is me, and I want other people to be like that. So tears was the first reaction.
real, man. I know every time, like, I hear my voice or I hear my mixes out somewhere, I get really, really happy because you want to share something with the world that I think, like I said, for me, I think it's a beautiful thing. So, you know, I just think if we have more people like you and have a positive light, I think that would be a better thing, man. It's a beautiful thing that you're even here with us today. I really do appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I mean, not a lot of artists, you know, get the opportunity and really get to voice their opinion, you know, and I'm just thankful that you, you know, reached out and got me on your show. I'm just very thankful, very, very thankful.
And keep that as long as you go, baby girl. Keep being humble. Let's go ahead and more into the album, and I want to get more in depth into this because I think people need to understand, you know, where this, well, not this album, but the EP.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, you know, today is Friday. What made you want to put it out on this date? Or it was just something spontaneously, or does this date mean anything to you?
Well, this date, I'm going to be just straight up honest. I really wanted it to be on, which is my birthday, you know. I wanted it to be that day. But something, you know, the way God works, He puts it out, you know, so that maybe on my birthday I could be more excited about the opportunity that might come on my birthday. So I don't know why it came out today, but it came out on a beautiful day. Now, June 5th is perfect. It's sunny outside, you know, I'm smiling, and, you know, I'm here with you. So it's a blessing. Today, you know, is the day.
It's a beautiful thing, man. It really is. Now, you said there's 9 tracks on this EP. Now, in this 9 tracks, are you telling the story? Are you saying, okay, well, this is what I went through, and each of the tracks, or is it just like here and there, or how is the EP?
So it starts off with a song called Freedom, and it's a power track. I believe it's a power track. It's just wrapping up the whole EP in that song. So it's then it goes into I Came, I Saw, I Conquered, which, you know, in the flow of it, you'll hear I put me first this time. So then you kind of feel like, you know, you're kind of getting it. And then it goes into Ambassa, which is my, it's a word in my language, which means lion. And it's about how, because I know who I am and what I want to do in my life, my partner must be about that, you know. And us as women, we must have that standard, you know. We can't just be running around with anyone, dealing with anyone. We have to have that standard and a worth about ourselves. And so that's what that song, Ambassa, is professing to my future, you know, saying that, you know, I'm this and this is what I will do for you. And that's what that's about. And then then it just kind of goes on to, like, you know, what I want in a relationship, how, like, you, I want you to work hard, but not too hard. So it's like, it tells a story about a girl falling in love with herself and falling in love with everything else around her, you know, like her family, her friends, having fun. It's very up and up. It's reggae. There's African influence, you know, all that great stuff.
Well, definitely, man. I know people need to get in tune with this because I feel like, you know, like I said, and I know I keep on saying this over and over again, but it's very refreshing to have, you know, somebody coming out and saying, well, we don't have to talk about that. And it's a blessing to even just have you and stuff, man.
Yeah, thank you. And it's a blessing that you have me on your show.
Oh, yeah, man, it's real. That's how we, you know what I'm saying? I love to interview the hottest artists with the hottest music, man. You got a banger, man, and I'm interested to see what else you got going on. Let's go ahead with some fun questions. I want to get into some fun questions with you because you have a very bubbly personality. So these fun questions, I don't usually do this, but because I like you. I like you.
I like you, too.
Well, what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you, okay, say like if I say McDonald's or Burger King, you just choose which one you would rather, you know, rather have or whatever. So,
okay.
You want to do a test real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's do a test. Okay, Reese's or Three Musketeers?
Ooh, Reese's.
Reese's. See, I knew why. That's why I liked you. I knew that's why I liked you. Okay, so here we go, man. All right, here we go. Tupac or Biggie? Ooh,
West Coast.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna give you another one then. Nate Dogg, Kendrick Lamar.
Ooh, Nate Dogg.
Okay, I give you that. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he's old time. We learn from, you know, he said that. I love Kendrick Lamar. I love his music and what he's doing. But I'm sure even Kendrick Lamar will choose Nate Dogg because he is just, you know, we got to get it to them, you know.
Definitely. Snoop Dogg or E-40?
Oh, you can't do that to me. You just put out the album Bush. I listen to it every day. And I love E-40 because, you know, he's from the Bay. So I just bolt. You can't do that to me.
Okay. Well, I'll give you another one then. E-40, Jay-Z.
You're killing me. I'm going to choose E-40.
So you gonna stay safe with the Bay. Okay. I see
do
how
it for
is.
The day. I
definitely,
love my
man.
Home. I love it.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Now, since you're from the Bay, can we expect any different sounds from you? Maybe, you know, them bass lines, some West Coast bass lines coming out of you, or are you just really more, you know, what you're doing right now? Because what you're doing right now is good, but sometimes, you know, artists like to do different stuff. So do you ever see yourself doing different sounds?
Well, are you talking about as far as outside of music or just within music?
Oh, it was in music, just production-wise.
Oh, yes. I plan on working with anyone. Like I said, you know, I want to work with as many different people as possible, as long as they're bringing that right energy, like love, positive energy, like I'll work with anyone. I'm open.
Okay, definitely, man. Definitely. If you could perform anywhere, where would it be at and why?
I would perform at the Grammys right after I accepted the Grammy.
Okay.
That is my dream. So, you know, if I could perform anywhere, it would be there because that means, you know, Mama, I made it, you know, and that's where I would want to be.
Definitely, man, definitely. I'm really excited to see what goes on from here because you really have a good talent. And, you know, of course, the Bay is just, known for just growing out homegrown talent, and it speaks for itself right here. So, like I said, man, keep on doing your thing. Tell the people where they can find you at, the Facebook, the Twitter, all that good stuff.
You can find me everywhere at thehollamateos.com. You can find me on Twitter at @thehollamateos. On SoundCloud, thehollamateos. Everywhere, thehollamateos. I'm just going to keep it real nice and simple. I don't want to confuse people, so just my first and last name.
Okay, definitely, man. And I definitely am going to be promoting you out and stuff like that. And it's going to be something crazy.
Thank you. You're speaking so highly of me. I'm just so, like, in awe right now. I'm so thankful. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, man, because, you know, when Jay sent me your song or whatever and I listened to it, and it was just like, yo, I like that.
Yeah.
I really like that, man.
Oh, that's great.
And I don't really like a lot of things, but I like that.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So definitely, man. Where do you see yourself in the next 3 years, though?
In the next few years, I see myself working with more women, maybe speaking with, working with children, traveling around the world, making more music. I don't see this stop. I don't see this stopping anytime soon. I just want to keep flowing with the good vibes that we got here, and I just want to keep spreading the good word. That's it.
Definitely, man. I really do appreciate you, man. It's been a pleasure having you on here. I think we have a caller, and they've been on here for a good minute. You want to get the caller in and see what's going on?
Awesome, yes.
Let's go ahead and get this call in real quick. Call up from the 323 area code. State your name, where you're calling from.
Hey, I was just calling to find out. I just wanted to know, what do you think is the hardest hurdle to accomplish as an independent artist? You know, for the other artists out there that are listening, what do you think is the hardest, you know, part of your career? And congratulations again for dropping the single on iTunes.
Thank you. The hardest thing for an artist is finding the right team. The right team. You have to have people that believe in you just as much as you believe in you. You can't have anyone downplaying you. Like, my team right now is so awesome. So awesome. I love my team right now. They believe in me just as much as I do believe in them. And shout out to, you know, Edmund, Mello, shout out to Isaac and to Lester. You know, I think, you know, they're behind me, pushing me right now, and I'm just so thankful.
Okay. Well, thank you, you know, so much for answering my questions, and congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, man. Definitely, man. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's really just crazy just to see how much love you're getting. And before you go,
okay,
man, I got to have it one good time, man. I need to hear some of them pipes. I really, I just, you know, you can sing whatever you want to sing, but I just really want you to just show the people what you're working with and let them people just to verify even more that you're a force to be reckoned with.
Okay, well, I'm going to sing. Oh, I know, perfect. I'll start with a song that I sung as a young girl that kept me going. It's Hero by Mariah. Something
okay.
A lot of people know this one. So, okay.
There's
a hero. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer if you reach into your soul and the sorrow that you know melts away. Yeah, yeah. And then the hero comes along with the strength to carry on. And you cast your fears aside, and you know you won't survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and it's strong. And then you finally see the truth, not a hero lies in you. Thank you.
Go right there. That's it. That's all. Make sure you got body. That's all I got to say. Go to iTunes, Amazon, iHeartRadio, man. All your retail online stores, man, they should be able to get it. If you don't, man, baby girl, tell them, man. Just tell them one more time. You just got me real excited, man. I don't even know why. I'm just real hyped. Tell them one more time, you know, where they can find you at and everything and all the EP stuff.
You can find me on iTunes right now, June 5th, You Are Beautiful, Dahala Mateos. You can find me right there. You can find me on SoundCloud, Dahala Mateos. Just look for Dahala Mateos, and let's just not let this positivity stop flowing, because I'm just grateful. Like, you make me excited. You're just so positive that I'm just, now I feel like I could really do it, you know, and I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh yeah, definitely, man, and I really do appreciate you coming on. It was a blessing. It was a pleasure having you. Like I said, a breath of fresh air. I really do make sure you guys follow her, because DJ Malone is telling you, and if I'm telling you to do it, that means it's that you need to be doing it. So it's just real like that. I'll make sure I'll follow you on all your social links, and you know, we'll definitely blast this out, and you know let people know about you and get the EP going. And like I said, I really do appreciate you being here.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. I'm so thankful. Thank you, thank you. Lots of thank you.
Definitely. Definitely. Any shout-outs you want to get to the people before we get the hell about it?
I just want to say love and blessed vibes every day, always. That's it.
Definitely, definitely. Make sure you guys follow her. It's a beautiful thing. It's your boy, DJ Malone. This has been another episode of The Hot Seat. Like I said, I bring you the hottest artists with the hottest music, with the hottest topics. And this is, like I said, this is far from over. Make sure you guys stay in tune with her and everything she got going on.
Thank you. Thank you again, guys.
Until next time, man, we out the door. It's your boy, DJ Malone. We out.
Bye-bye.